And a beautiful Arizona good morning to you as we fill our cup of coffee, pull up our easy chair, sit on the little rocking chair on the front porch, and just enjoy a beautiful, for the most part, overcasted Arizona sunrise. Did anybody get rain last night? We got Wizard of Oz type wind, and we could smell moisture, but no rain.
We could smell the moisture, and then just a little bit of water on the seat cushions on the outdoor furniture.
Got a few dusting?
A little bit of dusting, yeah.
Just blew for 10 minutes, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We couldn't see either mountain range, north or south of us, and it didn't stop blowing until after 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah,
Maybe you couldn't see the mountains because it was dark.
No, this started like at 3 o'clock in the
afternoon. Oh, no, we didn't get any wind till this was after dark.
Yeah, us too.
Well, we had a good one. Well, good morning, Arizona.
It sure smells good out there, though.
It does.
It's Rosie on the house. We are here every single Saturday morning to take questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we start off the first hour to talk about landscape and gardening with Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. Joining us in studio today is Stan Zumbrennan, Director of Homeowner Relations and Rosie Remodeling. We have sweet Jennifer in with us today. We've got Julia waiting to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Mike on the controls along with Pete and me, Romy, the co-host. Rosie's giving a presentation today, so he's listening in. You know, he's got an earpiece while he's up there on stage. just eavesdropping in on us, but we are here to take your calls as always. Mr. Harper, what are we going to do in the landscape today?
Well, the tip of the day was curb appeal. And as we get closer, you have 2 weekends, by the way, till Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, to get, you know, the house ready for Aunt Sarah. You know she's going to be critiquing as she pulls up to the house.
Mm-hmm. So. Walks up to the front door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd have done
it this way. If this were my house, I'd have done this. We used to call that Uncle Louie in somebody, you know. Yeah, you might have tried this. I used to love that Brett Favre commercial. Well, if it had been mine. So you have 2 weekends to get the place ready for all those holiday visitors, those winter visitors, the folks that are going to start showing up when it starts snowing across eastern part of the country. And curb appeal is, you know, it's an interesting concept. I mean, we talk about it a lot from an investment standpoint, from a getting ready to sell your home or stage your home for selling. You know, you don't have a second chance at a first impression, right? So, you know, that initial pull up, wow, look at that kind of a thing. But I like to look at it as, hey, you know, maybe impressing the neighbors, maybe making the neighbors a little jealous, maybe what do people think as they do their walk around the neighborhood? Who's got the best, you know, flower bed? Who's got the greenest grass? Who's got the nicest looking pots? And then, of course, when the winter guests and the holiday guests start showing up, it's kind of nice to have them pull up and have the place look great. And, it just makes you feel good. I pull into my driveway at night and go, I'm glad to be home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I get the pleasure of working around pretty
that's
stuff.
That's what I was going to ask, still, get around plants all day. So what kind of plants comes home and make you feel happy to be around?
You know, I think the initial impression to me is color. I think if you were going to do any one thing at all, plant some color. We go on a lot of bike rides in our neighborhood. And I drive around and I see these empty pots.
Spandex or leather?
Oh, no. Levi's.
Levi's. I meant like motorized or pedal bike.
Oh, pedal bike.
Pedal bike, okay.
I thought you meant the kind of shorts I wore.
Well, you know, your biker spandex or leather jacket, you know, motorcycle.
I was tracking with John Jay.
Little TMI there, guys.
So on your pedal bike ride.
Yeah, on my bicycle, yes. It's supposed to give you exercise, right? And I noticed lots and lots and lots. Driver, notice this in the next week or two. How many people have some type of pot, container, clay, ceramic, Mexican, whatever it is, sitting out there that's empty, that's been empty for years?
Yeah.
Put some geraniums in it. Put a lantana in it. Put a little bush bougainvillea in it. Just get some color. If you just took those two pots that are sitting by your front entryway, spent $30-$40, boom. You've got instant curb appeal if you did nothing else but that. I think color is the number one thing. And, of course, you know, trimming up the unruly tree and getting rid of some weeds and raking the gravel and, you know, that kind of stuff will make a big impression too. But I think just color, and this is our time of year. This is spring for us. Mm-hmm. We've got geraniums and petunias and pansies and snapdragons and alyssum and lobelia and all the beautiful things that you see up north or back east in the summertime that are just going gangbusters. Well, this is the time of year we can do that. And guess what? We have 6, 7, 8 months of that. They only have 3. So if you're going to do anything, just plant those empty pots. Plant that empty flower bed. Get that little container. Get that little area by the front door, by the front walk. Get some geraniums. Get some petunias. Plant it full of color. That alone, for under $100, you can change the whole look of the front of your
dramatic
house.
Dramatic difference, yeah.
Now, in the last couple of years, there's a lot of things for potting, watering potting plants that I've seen come out where you fill up the globe, you turn it upside down, you stick it in the soil, and it's supposed to leach water for 2 weeks. So you don't have to remember about watering it for a few weeks. Those
little things are pretty good for a house plant.
Okay.
You know, for a little 6-inch plant that's in your house. It would take, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those probably to water a pot that's outside to keep, you know. That's the other thing about pots this time of year. It's a couple times a week, maybe once a week. They don't need much water. It's not like summertime. Pots can be a little challenging in the summertime. It's every day you miss a day, they're dead kind of a thing. This time of year, pretty easy. After the first day or two, I think I'm watering my pots twice a week right now. And it's been pretty warm. It was 90 degrees Tuesday.
A couple of days ago, yeah.
So, a couple times a week. And the big pots, if you really want to, you can put drip in them. You know, you can, before you plant them, you can run a drip tubing up through the bottom hole in the pot. You know, run it up, clear up through the top. Put your potting soil in. Make sure the dripper is above the soil line. Plant your plants. And you can put one of those little shrublers or little spray heads, or you can put a loop of soaker tubing around the top of it. And then it comes on when your drip comes on. So you may not have to hand water them at all if you plant it right. So just make sure that you've got something holding the pot up off the ground a little bit so you don't crimp the drip tubing where it runs underneath. So, but it's pretty darn easy. And then fertilizing, I prefer to use just a slow release or time release fertilizer, so you only have to do it once every month or two. You can use a water soluble like Miracle-Gro, something like that. We've got these little plant tabs. You can put those in when you pot. They're just a tablet of slow release fertilizer. If you do it while you're putting the soil in, those work really great.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk about curb appeal at your house, home, castle, or cabin. And one of the things this time of year that I've really become a fan of recently is winter lawns. And as you had pointed out, if you're going to have a lawn, a winter one is really a better one to have because you enjoy the weather more. It uses less water. And talk about a rich green color.
Yeah, and it's a prettier grass. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, Bermuda grass is probably a miracle that it even grows here and we have a grass that will that will work. So God bless it. It's tough, resilient stuff. But the cool season grasses like rye grasses and blue grasses, they're just prettier. I mean, there's no getting around that. And quite frankly, from October to May, that's your lawn. So think about that. That means all but about 4 months out of the year, that really is your lawn. So if you're going to have one, have a good one, you know, and plant a good quality ryegrass. Right now you should be mowing it, you know, with this 90-degree weather. I was mowing my winter lawn twice a week. I don't know how you could get by with once a week.
Oh, my gosh.
I was mowing it twice a week. Well, I've mowed it twice a week. Still mowing it twice a week. But I'd sure rather mow it twice a week in 75-degree weather than my summer lawn twice a week.
Exactly.
When it's 110.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to take care of. It's a lot, really, frankly, more fun to take care of. And when I get home at night, I'm going outside and sitting out there and looking at my grass in the summertime. I'm going outside, I jump in the pool, and I go right back inside.
Not a lot of entertaining at that time. We keep it green just because there's a level, if you just keep it brown all summer, you're already hot, you're miserable. It's kind of depressing to get home and see a dead lawn.
You look in the backyard.
Seeing something a little green, that's like, ah. Yeah. Like you said, something about that color.
It's soothing.
Well, again, it gets back to that curb appeal is psychological as well. You pull up, you know, do you enjoy when you pull into your house? Is it a place you want to spend time? Is it your little mini oasis, your resort at home? You know, do you have that look and feel? And, you know, a little bit of grass sometimes will do that. Grass isn't for everybody, but if you got dogs and kids and, you know, you kind of have to have it. Well, if you have to have it, then, you know, make it nice. Yeah. If you don't use grass, don't have any. Or have artificial, or, you know, or something like that. But I'm not out there advocating that everybody go out and put a lawn in, and we're going to get phone calls. Oh, you're wasting water.
Well, it's already late. We already got those.
You're
calls.
Wasting water.
You can't talk about lawn without somebody complaining about wasting water.
The guy that's wasting water is the guy that has a crappy lawn, and he waters it about half as often as he should. Well, he just shouldn't be watering it at all.
And it's running over the sidewalk down the street into the catch basin.
Yeah. So, going to have one, have a really good one. If you're not, then don't have one. And let's plant some beautiful lantanas and bird of paradise and stuff out there in the gravel and make it look really nice.
Now, artificial turf has certainly come a long way. I mean, when we first started talking about it, probably close to 10 years ago, it was outdoor carpet, just longer.
Right.
I mean, it was
right.
There wasn't a whole lot there, but the ones now, they went from that to almost too perfect, and now they've started adding in discolored to make it look like an actual real lawn.
Well, that's the way you can almost tell, is they're too nice. But they're not for everybody, but if you've got a yard that maybe is a very small, or it would be hard to mow, or too shady, I think that's a great application for them. We get these people with the big shade trees now, and they can't even grow grass.
Artificial
turf's a great application for that.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, get your calls, starting off with Tracy and Tonopah talking dust control, 1-888-767-4348.